I want to share with you the wisdom of three saints today as we contemplate the Word of God for this last Sunday just before Christmas, the calm before the storm, as it were. As we sit here, we anticipate, in a few short hours, really, an onslaught of holiday merriment that will bring joy to our hearts, gas to our stomachs, and perhaps some aches to our backs. However, we all deserve this moment of peace, a calm that reminds us that there is a reason for all of this. And that reason has nothing to do with sales at Walmart, with the arguments over, baby, it's cold outside, or the debate as to whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I say it is. You have chosen to be here in this place of prayer, our spiritual home, where we know Jesus is already present in mystery, even if we haven't placed him into our manger yet. So the wisdom of God's word and the wisdom of his saints should serve to ground us in the real meaning of what we are about to celebrate. First, I want to share the wisdom of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, not your Mother Teresa, sister. Soon enough, one day, right? This diminutive nun who lived and served in the slums of India knew what Christmas was all about. And for her, it was not just one day or one season in the year. For her, Christ was always being born to his people and to her. And for this reason, she lived her difficult life with an abiding sense of peace. Where did this peace come from? Well, Mother was quoted as teaching her sisters and anyone else who would listen to her that that peace came from silent prayer. The fruit of silence is prayer, she said. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Peace, for Mother Teresa, was the end result of a process that begins with silence and prayer. It grows through faith and love, which lead to service. And this is Christ-like giving, Christ-like living. And it is the result of such a life is peace. Mary knew this. Her life was devoted to God, and she was deeply prayerful. So much so that when God spoke to her with his plan of salvation, a confusing and frankly scary plan, she was able to respond with full faith and love to conceive Jesus in her womb. In today's gospel, we see where this experience continues to lead her, filled with faith and love. She enacts service. Mary traveled in haste to her kinswoman Elizabeth to help her with her surprise pregnancy. She is led outward in service to someone else. That service is at the heart of the spirit of Christmas. Since God enters the world, we are led to find him in more and more places, in more and more people. It is Christ's love that urges us to give. It is Christ's love that urges us to give. Not Macy's, not JCPenney, but Christ's love. And it urges us to give as he did in this season of giving. What greater gift do we have than the gift of ourselves? Elizabeth, wrap yourself in a bow, sit under the tree, and tell your family, you're welcome. You're welcome. That is Christ's like gift. In search of this peace in our world, I want to offer the wisdom of one more, another saint, Saint Pope Paul VI, who famously said, and maybe you've seen the bumper sticker, if you want peace, work for justice. For the Christian, justice is more than making sure that everyone is even. It is not a matter of tit for tat or retribution for a wrong, and it is certainly not revenge. Rather, Christian justice is a matter of relationships in their proper order, first with God and then with one another. And it is this type of justice that paves the way for real peace, lasting peace. Finally, Saint Pope John Paul II expanded on this call for justice when he said, there is no peace without justice, but there is no justice without forgiveness. He said that in the aftermath of the attacks of 9/11. There is no justice without forgiveness. In the midst of a terrified and angry world, he spoke of forgiveness as the path to justice, as the path to peace. He knew that without an ability to forgive, we are too often consumed by anger, hatred, and hurt. And these things lead to violence and suffering. The exact opposites of what Christmas is about. Forgiveness, justice, and peace. These three things can bring the calm into our hearts that our world cannot give us. They are human activities, yes, but they are divinely rooted. Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit, bearing the Son of God in her womb, shows us what these divine gifts can do to us. They lead us out in service to others, sowing more and more seeds of love and faith. On this weekend before Christmas, can we take a moment to simply embrace these realities? Forgiveness, justice, and peace. Open your hearts to forgive. Enter into real relationships rooted in justice, and you will discover the real meaning of Christmas and have Christ's peace.
Thank you for listening to the Anchor and Quill podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find more content by visiting us at www.olhstchurch.com or through your favorite podcasting app. Until next time, go in peace.